二十四章十四节。
Chapter 24, verse 14.
新约圣经三十五页，二十四章十四节。
Matthew chapter 24, verse 14.
这天国的福音要传遍天下，对万民做见证，然后末期才来到。这段圣经告诉我们天国的福音。
Here it tells us about the gospel of the kingdom.
天国的福音就是一个得救的福音。
This gospel of the kingdom is the gospel of salvation.
得救的福音要传遍天下。
Now this gospel shall be preached throughout the whole world.
然后呢，末期才来到。
And then the end will come.
这个末期就是指的主耶稣要来的时期。
And this end refers to the coming of Jesus.
那么天国福音传遍天下就是真教会所传的得救福音要传遍天下、传遍全世界。
The gospel of the kingdom preached throughout the world means that the teachings of the true church shall be preached throughout the world.
若不是指着真教会的这个福音，
If it does not refer to the gospel of the true church,
我们可以说现在基督教啊遍传世界了。
Then we can say that today Christianity has spread throughout the world already.
但是我们从基督教的历史我们可以看得到，
Just by studying from the history of Christianity,
从罗马帝国时期，
From the time of the Romans,
那个教会就开始败坏。
The church has become corrupted.
到第十五世纪的时候，
right till the 15th century.
有宗教改革家起来改革。
There are some reformers who came out to reform the church.
改革了以后，
after this movement,
因为没有圣灵的同工，
without the abundance of the Holy Spirit,
所以这个教会一直在分歧。
The church, there are dissensions among the churches.
没有办法传这个得救的福音。
No one was able to preach the gospel of salvation.
所以在这个末世的时候，
hence near the end time,
神按照他的计划。
The Lord has His plans.
兴起的真教会。
He has raised a true church.
这是神亲自建立的教会。
This is a church that God has established Himself.
不是人建立的教会。
It's not a church established by man.
因为有圣灵的同工。
Because of the Holy Spirit.
有神迹的彰显。
Because of miracles.
圣灵亲自的教导。
And the teaching of the Holy Spirit.
所以虽然早期的工人啊，并不是很有学问。
Hence the early workers were not very educated.
但是今天我们传得救的福音。经过现在一些科学知识的印证，说真教所传的是符合圣经。
Today, because of this explosion of information technology, that they have become they have provided an evidence that the church or the teachings that we preach today are true.
所以什么时候末期来到呢？
So what does it mean that the end will come?
你就可以看真教会怎么发展。
Just look at the development of the true church.
这个末期来到有什么现象？
What are some of the signs that the end has come?
这十五节讲得很清楚。
Verse 15 tells us clearly.
那行毁坏可憎的站在圣地。
You see the desolated sacrilege spoken.
这个是但以理书里头的预言。
These sacrilege are standing in the holy place as spoken by Daniel.
行毁坏可憎的站在圣地的时候，那个时候就大灾难要来了。
And when you see the desolated sacrilege as standing in the holy place, then the woe has come.
那个时候的时间就很短了。
Then you will see that the time.
主耶稣这么说。
Jesus said this.
二十二节。
Verse 22.
若不减少那日子，还有血气的，总没有一个得救。
So if those days had not been shortened, no human being would be saved.
只是为选民，那日子必须要减少。
But for the sake of the elect, those days will be shortened.
所以可见呐、那个末期来到的时间很短。
Hence we see that when the end has come, this period will be short.
破坏很大。
But the persecution will be enormous.
那么神要保守这些得救的人。
And God must.Preserve those elect.
所以在这个大破坏还没来到以前，
Hence, prior to this coming of the persecution,
你就看真教会怎么传。
You will see how fast this true church has preached.
当真教会的道理传遍天下的时候，
When the truth of the true church has preached throughout the world, you will know.
但是末期来到了，
That the end has come.
所以我们必须要懂得观看这个兆头。
Hence, we must learn to observe for the signs.
不要听一些人随便胡说。
And we shouldn't just be listening to
what others have to say. 有人说2000年世界末日。
Some say that year 2000 will be the end of the world.
以前有人讲1997年世界末日。
Some say that 1997 will be the time when the world will come to an end.
1997年过去了，没有世界末日。
1997 has passed, and we haven't seen the end yet.
现在有人在讲2000年。
Some are saying now that the year 2000 will be the mark.
你注意看。
Just observe.
会不会应验？
See if it will come true.
其实你看主耶稣讲到这个十四节。
But if you read verse 14,
现在这个已经按照主的计划。
Everything has been done according to the will of God.
真教会已经在这个世界建立了。
The true church has been preached in this world.
所以我们要配合主耶稣的计划。
Hence we have to cooperate with God.
我们赶快把这个得救的福音传到世界各地。
We should quickly preach this gospel.
这里说对万民做见证啊。
It says here that it is a testimony to all nations.
然后末期才来到。
And then the end will come.
其实这个很快。
This has all happened very fast.
现在我们联总啊，美总呢，啊，或是我们在加拿大的那文宣站，都有这个借着电脑网络啊，在宣扬福音。
Right now, the International Assembly, the USGA, and this literary department here in Canada have been using computers to help out in the holy work.
所以说，要认识真教会这个福音的机会越来越大。
And there's a great many more opportunities to come to know the true church.
福音的遍传就越来越快。
And the preaching of the gospel will be faster and faster.
所以我们大家都要准备。我们的心
Hence, everyone else must prepare ourselves.
一起跟主耶稣同工
We should work with Jesus.
所以我们今天是生活在加拿大
Today we may be living in Canada.
但是你的心不可以不关心这个世界的宣教工作
Yet you must still care for this world evangelism.
你不可以不关心世界上啊所有的人灵魂
You have to care for all the souls in this world.
啊，所以我们要来谈到这个福音的遍传
Hence, when we mentioned about the preaching of the gospel,
那首先我们先来了解真教会在世界各国的圣工的概况。
First of all, we should know what are some of the holy works that have been going on around the world.
那现在我们这个在亚洲啦、大洋洲信徒数有多少呢？
And how many members are there in Asia and the oceanic countries?
啊，中国大陆除外。
Not counting mainland China.
只有70,000啊，大概5,000多人。
There's about 75,000 people.
可以说是非常的少啊。
Not a lot.
所以这个少的会让人起的怀疑。
Hence, we began to doubt.
这个教会怎么去发展呢、啊、
？How will this church be prosperous?
现在世界人口有50多亿了。
There are about 5 billion population.
这个少数的人口怎么去发展这真教会呢
？How will this small number of people spread out this gospel?
在以赛亚书60章那里有这样的预言。
In the book of Isaiah chapter 60, it gave the prophecy.
你看以赛亚书60章。
Isaiah chapter 60.
以赛亚书60章22节。
Chapter 60, verse 22.
60章22节。
Chapter 60, verse 22.
啊，旧约圣经872页。872页。22节，自小的主要加增千倍，微弱的国必成为强盛。我耶和华要按定期速成这事。假如我们懂得以赛亚书60章在写所写的内容，你就可以知道，神要兴起，要发光。要把他的光照遍全世界。
If you have read chapter 60 of Isaiah, you will know that God will rise and shine His glory upon the world.
所以60章的3节那里说，万国要来救你的光。
Hence, in chapter 60, verse 3 says, "Nations shall come to your light."
所以虽然我们现在看来好像是自小的族。
Right now, we seem to be a small clan.
神有他的能力，能够加增千倍。
But with His power, He's able to multiply us 1,000-fold.
能够成为强盛的国。
And we can become a mighty nation.
神有他的计划。
And God has His plans.
所以一定会很快来成就。
Hence, this will come true in a short time.
所以我们看看从亚洲，我们来看我们的教会。
Just by looking in of our churches in Asia,
真教会开始是在中国大陆。
The beginning of our true church is in mainland China.
那么在1917年的时候，中国大陆就兴起了真教会。
In 1917, the true church was established.
在以西结书43章那里记载。
In Ezekiel chapter 43.
请看以西结书43章。
Let's turn to Ezekiel chapter 43.
以西结书43章，请看第一节。
Verse 1.
旧约圣经1026页，43章以西结书43章第一节。
Ezekiel chapter 43 verse 1。
以后，他带我到一座门，就是朝东的门。以色列神的荣光从东而来，他的声音如同多水的声音，就因他的荣耀发光。这里告诉我们。
Here it says。
神的荣光在从东的门而来。
That the glory of the Lord is coming from the east。
以西结书这里所预言的这个圣殿的样式
And this book of Ezekiel has given us a prophecy of what the holy temple will look like.
你在旧约找不到。
And this can never be found in other books. 旧约
时期没有这样的圣殿。
In the Old Testament, there isn't such a temple that is looked like that.
这个是一个理想的圣殿。
This is an ideal temple.
它预表了这个属灵的教会。
It symbolizes or prefigures the spiritual church.
预表神要再一次的来临到。他自己的这个教会
It prefigures that God will once again come upon his own church
所以他从东而来
Hence he came from the east
这个就是神的计划
This is the plan of God
是个很奇妙的计划
It is a miraculous one
所以真教会在中国来兴起
Hence the true church was established in mainland China
这就是神的计划
This is the plan of God
中国在1917年的时候
In 1917
那个地方真的像拿撒勒一样
China was like the was like Nazareth.
穷困被瞧不起的地方。
It's poor and it's being despised.
竟然教会在那边建立起来，并且大大的发展。
And the church was established there and began to prosper from that place.
真教会在中国大陆发展到目前呢，有八十几年了。
And until the present, true church has been established over 80 years.
在这八十几年当中，是多灾多难。
In these over 80 years, we see that there are many things that have happened.
但是教会的发展竟然是世界各地所不能够相比的。
Yet the development of a church is one that is so miraculous that other churches can't compare to it.
在1917年一直到1957年的时候
，From 1917 to 1957，
经过40年的时间
，After a period of 40 years，
教会竟然能够从少数的这个信徒发展到将近呢有200万的信徒。
The members of a church has increased。In this 40 years to over 2 million.
那么在60年代
In the 60s,
就1965年的时候啊
about the period of 1965,
那个文化大革命
there is this cultural revolution in China.
那时候所有的宗教几乎被摧毁
It is during that time that all the religions have been crushed in China.
信仰非常的不自由
There is no freedom of religion.
经过这样的大灾难
Even after such a great disaster,
教会得到神的保守
The church was under the protection of God
教会没有因此而消灭掉
The church did not diminish from there
到了1975年呢文化大革命才结束
And in the year 1975 the cultural revolution came to an end
1980年开始有宗教的自由
And starting in 1980 there is this freedom of religion again
那时候教会就慢慢的开始发展
And slowly the church began to prosper.
中国的政府啊，就在这个成立了这个基督教的三自爱国会。
And the Chinese government has set up a group for the Christians.
他要借这个三自爱国会啊来控制基督教。
It is through this group that all the Christians in the church.Would be taken care of.
我们不要忘记中国的政府，它是这个无神论的共产主义。
Do not forget that the Chinese government consists of people who are atheists and communists.
所以宗教变成它政治上的一个被利用的一个工具。
Hence, religion has become a pawn for the Chinese government.
但是它喊了一个口号，相当好听。
But there is a very nice slogan.
其实这个口号是我们真教会。建立教会的精神
And this is the same slogan that we use in the true church.
我们真教会的这个建立教会的一个精神就是自立，就是自己要独立。
That one of our slogans is that we must be self-sufficient.
自养就是自己经济上要能够养自己。
And we must able to take care of ourselves.
自传就是自己传道人要去传福音。
And that we must preach the gospel ourselves.
那么中共他就用这个三字的口号来。统治这个基督教
，and the Chinese government have used the same slogans to control all the religious groups in China.
这个精神跟我们不一样。
However, the spirit is different.
口号是一样。
Same slogan.
他说自立什么意思
？What does it mean to be self-sufficient?
你这个教会不能够跟我们其他的教会互相的来联系。
That one church denomination must have no ties with another denomination.
简单的说，比如说我们加拿大有联络处。
For example, in Canada, there is a coordination center.
但是它只允许你一个区域能够联络，但是不能够跟其他区域来联络。
The Chinese government only allow one area to communicate among us within itself and not to exceed its boundaries.
中国大陆不可能设立总会。
Hence, there, it is impossible to set up a general assembly in China.
因为他很怕你这个团体壮大起来。
Because they do not want this group to grow or this organization to become powerful.
所以教会跟教会之间呢，要来往是偷偷摸摸的。
Hence, for communications between churches or among churches, be very difficult.
自养什么意思
？What does it mean to be sufficient？
就好像说，你温哥华这边的财这个奉献呢，不够拿到卡加里去哦。
That, for example, the offerings of Vancouver must not be taken over to the prayer house in Calgary.
比如说，我们湖南省呢有一个教会。
For example, in the Hunan province, we have a church.
非常小小的。
It is small.
但是聚会啊。挤得满满的。
But during the services, the whole church will be filled with people.
挤到会堂外面去啊。
And it's so full that people have to sit outside the church.
有人在外面听道理，拿着伞在听道理。
There are people standing outside with an umbrella over their head.
向政府申请。
When they went to the government for application.
政府说我们没办法。
The government says it is useless.
就其他哇各省的这个信徒知道了。
When other believers in other provinces heard of this.
暗中拿钱去帮助这个教会。
They have to secretly donate money to this church.
盖了一个很漂亮的会堂。
And they let it build a very beautiful chapel.
这引起这个政府当局的注意。
And immediately it took the government took note of this.
就把教会的长老找去了。
And they gather up the elders of the church.
这个钱哪里来的？
Where did you get this money?
开始调查。
They began to investigate into this.
然后要定他的罪
and was going to charge him.
那很感谢神啊。
But thank God.
那个长老啊，以前是模范劳工啊。
The elder used to be a model laborer.
那么跟当地的一些市长啊也相当的熟悉。
And he has very close ties to some of the mayors.
当地市长就替他讲话。
And the mayor spoke on his behalf.
说我们政府不是在鼓励要提倡精神文明吗？
That the mayor said that isn't the government encouraging the people to have some cultures?
那这个长老做好事啊。
This elder has been doing a wonderful thing.
难道做好事的人还要被定罪吗？
That are you going to charge a person who does good things?
感谢主。
Thank God.
这样就是化解他的危机。
That he was no longer being taken away.
所以这个钱财你不能，当然我们国外的也不能够说光明正大说，我这个要来援助你这个教会。
And we living on the outside of mainland China, we can't just offer our money to them.
因为中国的政府是禁止说你海外的人不能够拿钱去帮助这些宗教团体。
Because the Chinese government forbid anyone living in a foreign land to help out in China.
这叫自养。
This is called to be self-sufficient.
自传呢？
And to preach by oneself.
福建省的传道不能跑到湖南省去传福音呢？
A preacher from one province cannot go into another province to preach.
比如说我们传道人去那边开训练。
For example, if we have a training.
被抓到的时候。
If we've been caught.
也要被定罪。
You'll be charged too.
是吧？这个叫自传。
This is called preaching by oneself.
这等于是要把你这个教会这个力量把它化解了。
This simply is trying to cut down on the power of the power of the church.
但是圣经告诉我们。
But the Bible says.
请看提摩太后书第二章。
Let's turn to 2 Timothy chapter 2.
提摩太后书第二章第九节。
2 Timothy chapter 2 verse 9.
303页，新约圣经303页，第二章第九节。
Chapter 2, verse 9.
我为这个福音受苦难，甚至被捆绑，像犯人一样。然而神的道却不被捆绑。人可以受捆绑。
We can wear fetters.
神的道不受捆绑。
But the word of God is not fettered.
今天真教会在中国大陆。
Today, the true church in mainland China.
大家联系的很密切。
The churches in mainland China have very close ties.
因为大家都是同样。建立在一个共同的这个真理上面。
Because everyone is based on the same principle, the same truth.
教会就连接在一起。
Hence the church united together.
比如说我们到某一个省份。
For example, when we go to a certain province.
我们就会知道哪个省份有多少人，哪个省份工作情形怎么样，我们都了如指掌。
We know very well how many members are in that province and how is the holy work prospering.
那彼此之间还是有帮助的。
And they will also help one another out.
那真教会啊， 有真理，有圣灵，有神迹。
The true church has the Holy Spirit and the truth, and also miracles.
神保守了那些忠心的仆人。
God has preserved His faithful servants.
啊，有一次啊，有一个中国很有名的神学院，那么里头有我们信徒去那边读神学。
There is a very famous Chinese theological school, and one of our believers have attended that school.
中国的神学院都是政府办的。
And the theological schools were all funded by the government.
你各教派不自己不可以办神学院。
That no Christian denomination can have its own theological school.
当传道经要经过这政府的神学院出来才能够当传道。
And to be a preacher, you must attend this theological school.
我们信徒在那个神学院。读神学啊
！And our believers were in the school studying theology.
感谢主，他把教会的道理跟那些神学生沟通。
Thank God that he has taught other students the teachings of our church.
就那些神学生看到，哎，真教为什么有圣灵啊？这个事情。
And the other theological students saw that in our church there is this thing as the Holy Spirit.
他们很好奇啊。
They were very curious.
他们就啊，一批人呢、啊，就说我们要到你们教会去。跟你们谈谈道理。
Hence, a group of them said that they want to come over to the church to have a discussion.
就一批啊，大概十多人来到我们教会。
And a group of about 10 or more than 10 came over to our church.
他们坐车坐一个多礼拜。
They have to travel by bus for over a week.
啊，相当的远。
A very far journey.
然后到我们教会以后。
When they came to the church.
天天查考道，天天辩论。
Every day they were studying Bible and having discussions and debates.
那么一个一个被神的灵来开导。
And every one of them had been opened up by the Spirit of God.
得到圣灵的。
When they have received the Holy Spirit.
就说我要受洗。
They claimed they wanted to receive baptism.
他们不是一起受洗的。
They didn't receive baptism all at once.
有的还不清楚他不受洗。
And some who aren't very clear on the truth, they will not receive baptism.
想不到那一批人来辩论的，到最后全部接受真教会的道理了。
The whole group of students came to debate the truth with us, and all of them received a baptism.
他们一回去神学院的时候
，When they went back to the theological school,
整个神学院轰动起来了。
This became a great news.
哇，他们都变成真耶稣教会的神学生了。
They've all become students from the True Jesus Church.
神学就施压力了，说你们呐、啊。不能够信真耶稣教会。
And the school began to apply some pressure, telling students not to believe in True Jesus Church.
甚至用各种条件要吸引他们。
And they have came up with various conditions.
有一个传道跟我讲。
And one preacher said to me.
他们要我说放弃真耶稣教的信仰。
The school wants me to give up my faith in True Church.
让我有机会到外国留学。
And they're giving me a chance to go abroad to further my studies.
对于他们来讲是相当大的诱惑。
To them, this is a great temptation.
但是他拒绝了。
However, he refused. He turned down.
我已经找到这个得救的道理。
He said, "I have found the salvation."
他宁可放弃到外国留学的机会。
And he would rather give up the chance to go abroad to further his studies.
他们接受真教信仰是一个很大挑战。
And to receive this faith in a true church is a great challenge to them.
他们毕业以后啊，不能够再回到他们原来的地方去传道。
Upon graduation, they cannot go back to where they were from.
啊，所以他们让我们教会安排他们到我们自己的教会传道。
So our church had to send them to other places of to preach our own church.
因为他们已经是我们的信徒了。
Because they are already our believers.
这些神学生呢、啊，是这个神学院的一个高材生、啊。
All these students are the elite in that school. 啊，
那么有一位啊，他说他放弃去留学的这一位传道人。
And the preacher who said that he had turned down the offer to go abroad.
他根本就做梦都没有想到。
He said that he would never have thought of this.
过了大概一两年以后啊。
After 2 years.
中国政府要派两位传道人呢、啊，到外国参加一个国际性的基督教会议。
That the Chinese government has to send 2 preachers to abroad to attend a worldwide theological conference.
其中一位就找到我们的传道人。
And one of them was our preacher.
就是他说放弃要去留学这位传道人。
And it was him who was chosen, the one who had given up.
我们可以知道说他们真的相当优秀。
Give up the opportunity, and so we know that they are indeed fine preachers.
现在已经分布在中国大陆 为着增加的福音在努力。
Now they are spread out in China and trying to help out with the church.
他们也成为教会的重要的工人。
They have become important workers to the church.
除了牧养之外，常常去各省份去训练。
Other than pastoring the churches, they would go to other provinces to start seminars.
那么在中国大陆神迹真的是相当多了。
And in mainland China, there are so too many miracles.
有机会的话，我们可以去访问我们中国大陆的教会。
If you have a chance, you might want to visit some of the churches in China.
我们要去访问的，最好跟林总啊来联系一下。
But prior to your visitation, you might want to
我们会告诉你说，要跟谁联络比较安全。
You might want to seek advice from international assembly, so they will tell you who to contact.
因为现在在教会里头也有那些假信徒。
There are a lot of false members in our church.
所以最好能够跟林总联系。
It's best that you seek advice from International Assembly.
所以我们每到一个教会就听到很多神迹奇事。
And every church that we went to, we would hear a lot of these stories of miracles.
有一个印象我很深刻，就到莆田的地方。
I have a very deep impression of a church in Putian.
很兴奋的见证一个年轻人啊。被关在一个那铁笼子里头，关了20多年了。
The brother in church told gave me a testimony about a youth who was kept in a cage for over 20 years.
我们信徒去见证。
And our members went to see him.
请他父亲把那个铁笼子打开，让他出来。
And begging the father to let him out of the cage.
好久都没有出来了。
He didn't come up.
头发长长的。
His hair was long.
祷告完了以后。
And after praying,
他父亲要把他再放进去。
His father was going to put him back into the cage again.
就是说那个锁啊，扣不住了。
But that he cannot lock the cage.
信徒很有信心。
And the believers have faith.
这是神的美意。
Says this is the will of God.
叫他再出来。
That we want him, that he wants him out.
再祷告。
And to pray again.
祷告完了以后。
After prayer.
这个富贵就清醒过来。
This youth who was possessed was cured.
现在不必在铁笼子里面了。
And now there's no need for him to stay in the cage.
现在变成一个很英俊的青年。
He's now a very handsome young man.
他为了要留恋了，他就头发剃完了以后，身脸清干净，在里面再躺给大家拍照。
And after he had cleaned himself up, he went back into the cage to take a picture of it so that he could remember it.
在这个福州的地方啊。
And in a place of Fuzhou,
他一个会堂是公用的。
There was a chapel that was for public use.
比如说礼拜六下午是真耶稣教聚会。
And a Saturday afternoon would be this service time for the True Jesus Church.
早上是安息日，安息会的聚会。
And the morning would be the Adventist meeting.
那一天我去的时候啊，有个青年在领诗。
And the day that I went there, a youth was leading the hymns.
负责人跟我讲。这个青年啊，原本是其他教派的。
And the brethren church told me that this youth used to belong to another denomination.
都是在这个会堂聚会的。
They all had services in this chapel.
以前就是富鬼了。
But he was possessed.
结果呢，他们自己教派没帮我赶鬼。
And their denomination could not cast out the demon.
来到我们教会为他赶鬼。
When they came to our church, we cast out the demon.
就这位青年啊，得到神的医治，就来转真教会了。
And when he was cured, he came over to our church.
所以这个神迹也是相当多。
And there are many such stories of miracles.
我昨天见证说那个一个瞎眼的姐妹啊，她能够赶鬼，结果建立了这个教会。
Yesterday I mentioned a sister who was blind, but she was able to cast out demons and establish a church.
那是在这个福建一个湄洲岛。
It was in the province of Fujian and on an island.
大概我们台湾来的信徒比较清楚。
Perhaps believers from Taiwan would know this place well.
湄洲岛就是马祖啊，花园地啊，马祖庙的花园地。
This island of Meizhou is the place or near the place of 马祖。
那个地方最迷信。
The people on this island are very superstitious.
每年台湾都几万人啊到那边去朝拜。
Many each year thousands of believers would.Rushed that island to pray to the idol.
这个瞎眼的姐妹啊，竟然能够为人赶鬼。
But yet this blind sister was able to cast out demons.
在三年内啊，就建立了一个真教会，有300多人。
In 3 years, she has established a church with 300 members.
所以现在福建省的信徒有8万多。
Hence, there are now about 80,000 members in the province of Fujian.
这个圣工相当的活泼。
And the Holy Spirit is flourishing there.
现在在南京的地方啊。
And in 南京。
也很奇妙。
There's also miracles.
有一个聚会点是外教会的。
There is a chapel that belongs to other denominations.
他们一个工人是一个女传道。
One of the workers was a female preacher.
她来我们教会查个道理以后。
After coming to our church to study the truth.
本来是心脏病啊。
She used to have a heart condition.
医生叫她说你不能结婚了。
The doctor told her not to get married.
她来我们教会慕道的时候。
And when she came to our church to study truth.
魔鬼显现给她看。
The devil revealed himself.
要吓死她。
And wanted to scare her to death.
吓的时候就心脏又发作。
When she was frightened, her heart condition, she had a heart attack.
结果祷告的时候，她得圣灵了。
In her prayer, she received the Holy Spirit.
结果她也受洗又回去了。
And she received baptism and went back.
那回到她的聚会点呢？
When she went back to her old church.
那聚会点平常都40多个人在聚会。
There used to be around 40 members at her church.
她回去的第一天晚上要领会的时候。
The first night when she was to deliver a sermon.
她在担心说：“糟糕，我现在要怎么样跟我这些弟兄姐妹见证啊？”
She was quite worried how she was going to bear witness for her own congregation.
因为她现在有灵恩的祷告。
But now that she's able to pray in tongue.
她在担心啊。
She was worried.
那主耶稣告诉她。
And Jesus said to her.
你今天晚上讲《使徒行传》第二章。
That tonight you have to preach Acts chapter 2.
那就是圣灵降临的事情。
And it is about the descending of the Holy Spirit.
结果那天一讲了以后。
That night after her sermon,
当天就开始有人受圣灵。
On that particular night, there are members who received the Holy Spirit.
后来陆陆续续的，整个聚会点所有这些信徒都受圣灵了。
And then later on, gradually, all her congregation had received the Holy Spirit.
整个聚会点成为真耶稣教的聚会点。
And that church began to be the church's church.
这些弟兄姐妹很爱。
Went there last year.
去了两次。
I went there twice.
感谢主。
And I thank God.
这个南京教会啊。
The church in Nanjing,
不但自己能够买会堂
not only they have the ability to buy a chapel,
又开始向江苏北、江苏以北啦，向上海这边啦，开始发展。
They also began to preach the gospel to the neighboring provinces,
像常州啦、无锡啦，
or to neighboring cities,
买会堂聚会。
And they would buy chapels and have services there.
那他们的发展一个这个秘诀呢，就是祷告。
And one of the secret formula for such a success was the prayer.
因为那个传道人不让我们的身份呢曝光啊。
And the preacher does not want others to know that we are visitors.
但是要让我们去看看教会。
Yet he wants to take us around to visit churches.
晚上大概七点半的时候。
So around 7 p.m.
我们就去我们会堂。
We went to our church.
去的时候，这个通道跪得满满的。
When we went there, every place was filled with people.
都是水泥地啊。
It's, the grounds were cement.
没有跪垫的。
There is no cushions for the kneeling.
跪的信徒啦，慕道者很多。
But many believers and true seekers were kneeling.
那传道人跟我讲说，每天晚上大概都是要祷告40分钟了。
And the preacher tells me that every night they would pray for 40 minutes.
大家都提前来祷告。
And everybody would come early to pray.
那他们工人在礼拜天。
And on Sunday.
早上八点就开始。
They would start a prayer at 8 in the morning.
大概祷告半个小时。
Pray for half an hour.
然后再查经。
And then they will have Bible study.
11点半的时候。
At 11:30.
再祷告。
They will pray again.
然后呢，下午就去工作，去传福音了。
And the afternoon they would go out to preach the gospel.
所以这个教会啊，可以说是一个相当魔幻的教会。
And this is a model church.
那在这个山东啊。
And in 山东。
这几年呢，也很发展。
The holy work has also flourished there.
我们知道张巴拿巴是住在山东的潍县。
We know that Barnabas Chang lives in the province of Shandong in Weixi.
那边也发展几千人的这个教会。
And there are also churches with thousands of members.
那在济南市的附近呢？
And near the city of Jinan.
在全年有一个外教会啊，70多个人呢、全部进入真教会。
2 years ago, there was another Christian denomination with about 70 members, and they have all converted to our church.
大部分是年轻人。
Most of them are youth.
我们见面的时候。
When we greet one another.
很兴奋啊。
They were very excited.
说到我们每一个人都有见证。
Since every one of us has a testimony to tell.
来真教会啊，他们都有体验。
That they all have some experiences when they come to church.
逼迫也很大。
However, persecution was also enormous.
原来教派的那些牧师要硬要他们回去。
The pastors of their previous church wanted them to return.
他们不回去。
They refused to.
经过了一年以后。
After a year.
这七十多个人又变成200多人。
The 70 people has increased to 200.
常常有人要实习。
There are many times there were people requesting for baptism.
传道人不够。
That since there were not enough preachers,
我们就委派啊几个那个中心的工人。
We have to send some servants.
给他们按手差遣呐。
Or we have lay hands on them.
让他们能够执行圣礼。
And so that they are able, or they are qualified to perform some of the sacraments.
我们这个福音也传到这个黑龙江去。
And our gospel has also been preached to Heilongjiang province.
那是靠近苏联的地方。
And this province is near Russia.
有一些施洗180几个。
There is one that one baptism 180.
在零下结冰的这个气候里头。
And a very cold weather under sub-zero degrees.
传道人在冰水里头啊，替这些信徒施洗。
Preachers are standing in freezing water, performing baptism.
一个大概八十多岁的老人。
That was an 80-year-old man.
是生病的。
He was ill.
他也接受洗礼。
He also received baptism.
起来以后。
When he came up.
啊，记得说这个水是温暖的。
He told us that the water was warm.
也就是这样又建立了教会。
And this is how another church was established there.
那他们生活穷。
They were poor.
他们怎么能够盖会堂呢？
How did they get the money to build a church?
当然是各省份的信徒啊，偷偷的奉献了。
Of course, it's the offerings from other churches.
那他们呢？也重视训练。
And they have also placed emphasis on training.
把我们这个中级班跟初级班六年的课程呢，把它改写成三年的课程了，来接受训练。
And from the junior ones and junior two courses, they have shortened it into a three-year course.
有一天，那个警察来查了。
One day, the police came to investigate.
查到那个函授课程的那考卷。
They have found.The examination papers from the corresponding churches.
查到我们教会的那个记账的账簿。
And they also found the accounting journal.
负责人就开始逃了。
And the brothers in charge began to flee for their lives.
有一个年轻的负责人逃到南部去了。
A young brother in charge fled to the south.
我知道，我碰到他，我跟他说，你要不要回去？
When I met him, I asked him whether he wants to go home.
他不敢回去了。
He says no.
他一直留在南部工作。
He stayed in the south and worked there.
因为其中一个负责人被抓了。
Because one of the brothers in charge was captured.
关了大概30天。
And was put in prison for 30 days.
那个监牢里头啊，又冷又臭。
And the smell in the prison was awful and it was cold.
吃不下去。
And you're not able to eat.
这一位负责人是50多岁的一个女老师。
And this person in charge was a sister, and she was a teacher.
她的孩子是我们教会的传道人。
And her child was a preacher of our church.
也是从外教会转过来的。
Was also converted from another denomination.
她说她被关监牢的时候啊。
She said that when she was in prison.
没有圣经。
There is no Bible.
没有赞美诗。
And no hymnals.
但是她说，她常常啊见证。
But she said she often bore testimony.
像监牢里头的见证。
She testified to her fellow inmates.
她说有时候就唱诗。
She said sometimes she would sing hymns.
她最常唱的一首诗。
The most often hymn she would sing.
就是184首。
Was hymn 184.
就是奔走天路。
That going into or traveling along this path to heaven.
在见证的时候就唱给我们听。
And when she was giving a testimony, she sang it to us.
这首诗很短。
It's a very short hymn.
所以他都把记在脑海里头。
Therefore, she was able to memorize it.
唱诗建立他的信心。
And she sang hymns to strengthen her faith.
结果那监牢里头啊，有五个犯人啊。
And five of the prisoners.
因着他的见证出来信主了。
Five of the prisoners converted to our church because of her testimony.
有点像这个保罗一样。
She is likened to Paul.
被关在监牢之后。
Even though she was put in prison.
唱诗祷告见证。
She was able to pray, to sing.And to testify.
所以我们挺感谢神啊，在中国大陆看到教会的发展。
We thank God that we have seen the progress of our church in mainland China.
两三年内，有的教会一下子发展200个、300个、500个。
In 2 to 3 years, we see the membership increased by hundreds.
安徽有一个县啊，一下子受洗400多人。
In the Anhui province, in one of the counties, there was one baptism where 400 were baptized.
所以一次施洗几百个人呐、啊。这个很平常的事情。
And hence, in mainland China, one baptism with over hundreds of candidates is very ordinary.
但是可惜的是，我们工人太少了。
Unfortunately, we don't have enough workers there.
大陆的工人真的很辛苦。
And the workers in China indeed,
有一个传道人陪我们到了山东以后
It's indeed hard to work in China.
财力不够啊。
There was once a worker who came with us to the province of
因为内蒙古那边啊，又有工作要做。
And because he does not have enough money, and there's work to be done in the Inner Mongolia.
他要搭火车从山东搭到这个内蒙古啊。
He has to take a train from the province of Shandong to Mongolia.
坐那个火车很辛苦，没有座位。
It's a very tiring trip because he has no seat.
他准备一个板凳拿到火车上去坐。
He prepared for himself a stool so they can sit on the train.
那也要坐一个多礼拜吧。
It probably the journey probably takes about a week.
到那边去开拓。
And he has to go there to evangelize.
因为工人少。
Because there are so few workers.
有些地方没有牧者啊。
And some places there are no residential resident preachers.
有的道理变质啊。
And hence many of the truths have gone astray.
有一些信徒他就是发现说过去帮我们施洗的人没有圣灵啊
and some realize that those people who have received the person who have baptized them did not receive the Holy Spirit
啊，没有圣灵这个教会就不能够发展
then without the Holy Spirit this church can't develop
因为传错误的道理
because they were preaching the wrong gospel
我所知道在福建啊江苏啦、一些信徒重新再洗礼
I know that in some of the provinces our members have a second baptism
湖南湖北每一个省份 湖北省、有14万多我们信徒湖南省有11万多
in the province of 湖南湖北 there are over 10,000 members
信徒那么多没有工人太少了
there are so many members yet there are so few workers
都是靠我们信徒当义工
that, all the workers have relied on the volunteer workers
但是这个对教会危害很大，因为道理都不懂的话呢，我听说湖南湖北省那边有人戴白帽子的，趴在地上祷告的。
But I fear that this is very dangerous because they do not understand the truth well. I've heard in the Hubei province that
我也看到东北省这个一个很大的教聚会堂姐妹聚会的时候戴白帽子。
There are many instances where people pray in the wrong fashion.
弟兄也是要戴白帽子。
And in one province, we have brothers and sisters wearing white caps.
所以这现在在中国大陆，我们就是希望能够多栽培一些人才。
And in mainland China, it is the church's hope that more workers can be trained.
再来，他们最缺乏就是那些可以看的书。
Next, what they lack most are literate people.
山东一个负责人告诉我。他每次要领会除了一本圣经以外，就是一本罗西拉长老的专辑。
There was a preacher in Shandong who tells me that each time he had to deliver a sermon, all he can rely on is one Bible and also a book written by Elder Lo.
其他没有什么书可以看。
And then there aren't any other references he can use.
因为山东离我们南部比较远。
Shandong is pretty far from the south.
很多书大概都送到福建，就停在那边了。
Many of the books were sent to the province of Fujian and then stopped.
所以我们就设法把东西带进去。
Hence we tried to bring in these books ourselves.
那么有几本书相当的这个流行。
And there are certain books that are quite popular.
圣灵论灵界辩证
For example, books on the Holy Spirit.
真道题要问答。
And also questions and answers on the truth.
有一次我跑到广东省的一个县。
Once I went to a county in the province of Guangdong.
在那边聚会。
I had a service there.
布道者很多。
Many truth seekers there.
每次报告聚会就是有人受圣灵。
And every time there's a service, people would receive Holy Spirit.
有个布道者跟我说：“你这个真道题要问答还有没有？”我要买一本
A truth seeker said to me that, "Do you have another copy of this questions and answers regarding the truth? I would like to buy one."
我问负责人说还有没有
I asked the brethren church, "Do we have any more?"
就是那一本
He says, "This is the only one."
要去影印
And you have to photocopy them.
他们把我们这教会的书该看得很宝贵
They think that they have deemed our books to be very precious.
有一个姐妹
There was one sister.
她在影印公司在影印这个书本的。
She works in a copy firm and she was copying our books.
她在帮我们影印圣灵论的时候
Well, she was copying the book on Holy Spirit.
边印边看
She was copying and reading at the same time.
看到最后
The final end.
发现她原来的这个信仰跟我们这个不太一样
She realized that her faith is quite different from ours.
就她就来教会了
And then she came to church.
你们教会怎么有圣灵
And she asked, why is it that in your church there's a Holy Spirit?
查考以后
Upon studying,
受圣灵了
she received the Holy Spirit.
她也信了主了
and she also converted to our church.
在帮我们影印书，结果信了主。
And she was photocopying for us, and she came to believe in Christ.
很多很感人的那一些追求真理的这些见证。
There are many touching testimonies about how our sisters came to believe in Jesus.
在中国大陆不断的在发生。
And this happens all the time in mainland China.
所以我们发现到中国大陆啊，我们在那边感受到真的有神在那边。
And we finally realize that we can feel God in mainland China.
清楚看到神的工作。
We can see very clearly that the work of God is going
on. 真的看到真教会啊，未来的希望。
We can see the hope of a true church.
所以我有时候在想。
Sometimes I think.
为什么现在我们真耶稣教会的信徒啊，世界各国都是中国人啊？
I think that why is it that most of our members are Chinese?
当然，除了印度啦、非洲啦、菲律宾啦，他们都是。当地的本地人
and other than India or Africa or Philippines
我们中国人啊占了全世界的四分之一
the Chinese people have made up one quarter of the world population
神就是要借着那么多中国人啊把福音传出去
and it is God wants to preach his gospel through the Chinese
所以我也相信说我们移民有神的那个旨意在
Hence I believe that immigration when we immigrate to another country it is the will of God
现在我们看到很多的下一代对于当地的语言相当熟悉
We see that the next generation has a very a good a grasp on the language of that foreign country
我相信真教会要把这个福音传给其他种族的人可能就是看在我们下一代
I believe that in order for the gospel to be preached to other peopleor other races, we have to depend on our next generation.
我相信这也是神在预备。
I believe this is the way God prepares.
所以我们也为中国大陆的这个工作啊，我们要关心带到。
Hence, we must also care and intercede for the holy work in China.
所以能够写的人啊，要尽量写。
And for those who learn, who knows how to write, you must learn to write.
文字的工作超越了空间，超越了时间。
The work of a literary work surpasses time and surpasses space.
尤其现在的电脑
especially computers.
现在中国大陆已经可以从网络上拿到我们教会的各种的资料。
The churches in mainland China can have access to most of our publications through the internet.
所以我今天简单先介绍中国大陆的情形。
And today I'll just make a brief introduction to our church in China.
明天我们再谈其他各国的圣工概况。
And tomorrow we'll discuss the holy work in other countries.
同心默祷。
Let us pray in silence.
胜过救人的肉体。
And then he realized that the salvation of the soul is more important than the salvation of the body.
所以呢，他就放弃了这政治的抗争他。成为我们真教会的传道人。
Therefore, he fulfilled his political status and joined our evangelical services.
那么起初我们那些教会的那些除了专职传道人之外，还有一些长老执事他们有的当医生有的是企业家在起初我们这些工人那个。教育程度啦，知识水准都相当的高。
In the early age, our holy works, the full-time ministers, they have high education.
所以他们很注重这个训练的工作。
Therefore, they put a lot of emphasis on the training.
不但是工人的训练。
Not only the training of the holy workers.
甚至于宗教教育的训练。
And also the religious education.
所以。台湾呢，就培养出相当多的人才出来。
And that is why we have a lot of human resources in Taiwan.
现在这近十年来台湾的信徒移民到各个地方去。
In the last decade, there are a lot of immigrations from Taiwan.
特别是美国这个地方
Especially to U.S.
就是因为我们这些青年在台湾受过很好的宗教教育。
It is the fact that the youth in Taiwan they have studied through the good religious education.
所以呢，他们移民来美国留学啦，然后就建立了教会了。
Therefore, when they came to study in U.S., they can establish a church.
我们真教会起初发展的第三个关键的 圣工就是文宣的工作，文字宣教的工作。
And the third key point is through the preaching of the gospel through writing.
那么就是我们有出版三本的这个刊物。
We published three magazines.
这是一般的教派啊所没有的。
This is what lay in the other denominations.
这三种的刊物呢，对于信徒的造就相当大。
These three magazines have helped the believers a lot.
譬如说我们这个圣灵月刊呢，是相当有内容。
For example, the monthly Spirit magazine.
结果呢，有些外教会的这些牧师啦，他们拿到我们的刊物，就用我们的刊物当他们的讲道的内容。
Some pastors from other denomination they use our magazines as their topic of sermon.
所以外教会的牧师啊，也通常都会向我们教会要这个圣灵月刊。
So commonly, preachers from other denomination they want to read our magazine.
还有我们这个青年团契。
And also the magazine for youth.
这个专门是来造就我们教会的青年。
This is made specially for the youth.
还有一本就是宗教教育。
And also the religious education.
来造就我们下一代的这些孩子们。
To help out the children.
所以真教会在台湾的发展。
Therefore, the progress in of Church's Church in Taiwan
可以说是得到这三方面的帮助。
Has these three key points.
所以在牧养宣教速度相当快。
Therefore, they can progress very fast.
那弟兄姐妹也很爱主。
And brothers and sisters, they all love God a lot.
在台湾现在有超过250间的会堂。
There are more than 250 chapels in Taiwan.
我们的会堂都相当漂亮。
Our chapels are all very beautiful.
那么外教会看到真教会的这个会堂
When they see our chapel,
他们就是觉得很好奇，说你们怎么有那么多钱呢？
They are very curious. Why are you so wealthy?
你们的钱从哪里来？
Where does your money come from?
是不是有其他国家的来帮助你们呢？
Is the money come from other country?
其实是主耶稣祝福我们的信徒，大家甘心奉献。
However, the money comes from the benediction of God.
像我们台总这个十一层楼的这个总会。
Just like the General Assembly in Taiwan, the chapel was 11 stages high.
当信徒大会决定说要盖十一层楼的总会的时候。
When the general meeting made the decision of make a big chapel,
那时候的钱呢、啊，是没有一毛钱。
At that time, they don't have enough money.
但是两年之内啊，信徒就捐了这两亿的台币。
However, within 2 years, we get enough money to build this chapel.
所以速度是相当快。
Progress is very fast.
那么会堂盖好之后
，After the chapel is made，
我们又在普里啊盖了一所规模相当大的这个养老院。
We also built a house for old people.
那个经费啊超过2亿啊。
And the money needed to build is over
2亿。
$200 million.
那这个规模呢，可以说在台湾呢、是相当好的一个养老院。
And this is a big hospital for old people.
那么我们也接纳外邦人呢，住进我们这个养老院里面。
And in this building, we also accept the Gentiles.
有一个大学的教授带着他的妈妈。要找一所比较好的养老院、找到最后就找到我们真耶稣教来。
There was a student who wanted to find a good place for her mother, and finally they come to us.
各位同龄人有机会的话，到台湾访问可以去养老院参观，顺便可以在那边住一夜两夜。
If you have a chance, you can go there and visit.
啊，那么台湾对于这个社会慈善公益的事情啊，也开始注重。
And also in Taiwan, we put a lot of attention in the charity.
那么我们在东部也办了一个这个幼稚园嘛。
And also we have a kindergarten in the east part of Taiwan.
那么在三地几个重要的城市，我们有这个学生中心。
In many important cities in the east, we have schools.
那像现在这个暑假呢，一些大专学生啊。去辅导这三地的青年。
And during the summertime, student in university, we go and help out the education there.
让这些三地的青年呢、啊，也慢慢的提高他们的这个这个水准呢、啊，所以很多的青年也能够进入大学读书了。
So that the youth who live in the mountain, they can hire their educational level and go into the university as well.
当然因为这个教会在近几年来啊，因为发展到了一个程度啊，就碰到一个瓶颈了。
When the progress come to a level, there is some difficulty to come over.
所以最近几年来啊，这发展的速度就缓慢下来。
Therefore, in these few years, the rate of progressing is gradually slowed down.
当然一个最主要的因素就是领导者、啊、应该再一次的训练，再一次的加强。
And the key point for this is that we need to train more leaders.
相信我们领导者在像长老、执事、传道能够再进修、再训练，那么对于圣工一定会大大发展。
I believe if we train more the present preachers, elders, andDeacons, our spiritual holy worker, and the holy work will progress.
不过，台湾对于这个世界传道的工作来讲啊，负起了一半以上的责任。
To the missions to spreading out the gospel to the world, the preachers in Taiwan are responsible for more than half of the job.
譬如说，我们对于财务上的奉献呢、啊，对联总帮助很大。
For example, we offer a lot to the General Assembly.
那个联总 International Assembly.
Oh, International Assembly.
那这个还有呢，我们对于这个对联总传道人的资源也帮助很大。
And we also help financially to the preachers in the International General Assembly.
人才就譬如说，我们一年呢大概要派出20-30名的传道人呢、啊，到世界各地协助世界宣教的工作。
For example, in each year we have to send out more than 20 preachers to help out the preaching around the world.
比如说现在纽西兰啊、澳洲、香港、泰国，还有日本、韩国呢，我们台湾呢、啊，每年都要派出很多的工作人员呢、啊，去协助各国的圣工。
For example, each year we have to send a lot of holy workers to New Zealand, Australia, Japan, Korea, and other countries to help out the holy work.
所以感谢主，主耶稣的美意啊，一直保守台湾，也让台湾呐、啊，在经济在各方面呐、啊，这几年呢相当大的发展。
With His will that in these few years, Taiwan can progress both in the politics and economy.
所以现在也负起啊整个泰国圣工的开拓。
And in these days we are also responsible for the progress of the holy work in Thailand.
所以我们也感谢主了，因为主耶稣的美意，所以台湾得到神很大的祝福。
Thank Lord that through His will Taiwan was Taiwan can progress.
再来我来谈马来西亚跟新加坡。
And then I'm going to talk about the holy work in Malaysia and Singapore.
马来西亚、新加坡组成了这个马新总会。
In Malaysia and Singapore, they have a General Assembly.
过去这个70年来啊，有一段时间发展相当的慢。
In the past 7 decades, the progress there was not fast.
最主要他们认为说，教会就是长职牧羊，不需要传道人。
Because they think that the church only need the elder and the deacons to pastor the present believers, and they don't need preachers.
那么长子啊, 也没有受过什么训练。
And the elder and deacons, they don't have much training.
在真理上软弱,
if they are weak in the truth, the church will not going to progress.
1965年啊, 杨长老还有林凤来长老啊, 他们就去协助马新总会的工作。
In year 65,
1965年,
okay, 1965, two deacons went there and to help out the holy work there.
那么感谢主, 在那边建立了这个宗教教育。
And they established the religious education there.
并且他们也发现, 这些年老的领导者啊, 渐渐失去了这个作用。
And they find out that the influence by the older elders, they don't have much effect.
所以杨长老他很有眼光啊, 他就开始了训练年轻的一代。
Therefore, Elder Yang started to train the young people.
所以这个短期的神学训练班 就从20年前开始, 开办了。
Therefore, in 20 years before, they started to make some short-term theological seminars.
那么训练对象从13岁的青年开始训练。
They train all the youth above 13 years old.
感谢主, 这20年来, 培养了相当多人才。
In these two decades, they has a lot of human resource already.
所以我们可以看到现在马来西亚、新加坡大大的发展了。
Therefore, today we can see the progress in Malaysia and Singapore.
他们不断有所发展, 在3年前, 马新总会啊, 他们看到印度教会相当软弱。
Not only they have great progress in themselves, in 2 or 3 years ago, they see the weakness in 什么教会?
Indo, India.
Indonesia. India. India.
这个印度教会啊, 大概是30年前啊, 从马来西亚那边传进去的。
The Church of Indonesia became established 30 years ago from Indonesia.
那么这个30年来, 印度教会呢, 因为没有什么功能啊, 所以印度教会一直处在软弱当中。
Because there were not a lot of holy workers there in India, so the holy work cannot progress at all.
那么这个马来西亚的这些长子呢, 他们很有爱心。
The elders and deacons in Malaysia, they have a big love.
他们自己掏腰包啊, 搭飞机到印度去。
They use their own money to take the airplane to India.
那么了解印度的圣功之后,
After they have knowledge about the holy work, they have
深深的这样的感觉。
They have a deep feeling.
印度弟兄的软弱是我们的责任。
The weakness of church in India is our responsibility.
所以在一次的这个大会当中啊, 马新总会向联合总会啊, 我们国际联合总会提出一个建议说, 我们来认养啊, 印度教会。
Therefore, once in their general meeting, they decide and proposal to the International General Assembly that they want to help out the holy work in India.
感谢主, 一个可以说财力能力不是相当丰富的这个总会啊, 他们甘愿来认养来牧养呢, 这个印度的教会。
Thank God, a General Assembly without a lot of wealth, they want to help out another church.
所以他们做的这个5年的计划,
They have a 5-year plan.
来帮助印度组织啦, 训练啦, 文宣啦, 等等的工作。
To help out the holy works in India, in always in organization, training, and all perspectives.
我们现在印度的教会大概分布在印度的东南边跟西南边的地方。
Our church in India are in east, south, and southeast and southwest.
虽然我们的信徒大多数是贫穷的信徒。
although most of our believers there are poor.
但是感谢主，经过啊这样大家关心去牧养之后啊，他们也开始发起热心来。
However, after the help from Malaysia and Singapore, they start to be zealous.
那么开始我们去做神学训练的时候，都每年的五月份呢、啊，到印度去。
When we start to do the training in May every year.
那么每年的五月啊，印度的气温是40度到45度。
In May, the temperature in India is about 40 to 45 degrees.
他们没有像我们这么大的会堂。
They don't have a big chapel like us.
我们神学训练都要向那个当地借那个学校、啊、来上课。
We have to rent some room from the schools there.
那么当地的学校都非常简陋，用稻草去盖的这个房子。
Rooms that we rent are very poor.
那么我们呢，在那边整天的上课啊，虽然天气炎热，但是大家很专心学习。
Although the weather there is very hot, but we study very hard also.
每次祷告求圣灵啊，大概都半个小时以上。
Every prayer are more than half an hour.
那种大热的天气啊，一祷告全身都是汗。
In the weather such like that.When you pray, you will sweat for sure.
但是他们呢、啊，真的有敬虔的心。
However, they have heart of piety.
我曾经问了印度青年呐、
啊。Once I asked a youth there.
我说你们知道真耶稣教的十大信条是什么？
Do you know the basic beliefs in our church?
懂会的人很多人举手。
A lot of them raised their hand.
我就一个一个请他们背背看。
And then I.Ask them to respond to my question.
但是他们都能够背。
And they have all memorized.
我在问他们说，这个洗脚礼是有什么功用
？And then I ask them about the effectiveness of foot washing.
他们答得很好，洗脚礼就是跟主耶稣有份了。
And they have a good response.
所以可见他们对道理啊不含糊啊。
So I can see that they are very clear about our gospel.
那去年呢，有一批的印度人啊，经过我们的教会。
Last year, some Indians passed by front of our church.
看到我们这教学初级的 church， 他们看到以后很好奇。
They see our church and they start to be curious.
原来这一批人啊，是在65年前呢。他们在中国大陆接受真耶稣教的道理。
These people in 50 years ago, they accept our truth in mainland China already.
他们的名字呢叫做 True Jesus Mission.
And their name is True Jesus Mission.
那他们因为中国大陆这个被共产党占据以后啊，就很少跟外面来联络。
After the mainland China is taken by the communists.They seldom have contact with other churches.
所以他们失去了牧养啊。
Therefore they lost their pastoring work.
他们信徒有3000多人。
They have more than 3,000 of believers.
他已经跟我们教会联络了。
They have already get contact with our church.
他们这个五大教义啊，守得非常的严格。
Their five basic beliefs.Is very firm.
但是可惜的，就回去的去传这个真耶稣教道理，这个传道人啊，没有圣灵。
However, the preachers they don't have Holy Spirit.
所以呢，他们这一批人呢、啊、都没有圣灵。
That is why all these 5,000 believers they don't have Holy Spirit.
我们在那边训练的时候，有三他们三个工人参加我们的训练。
In our training, three of their workers join our training.
感谢主啊，他们能够接纳，有一个受圣灵了。
Thank Lord, they can accept our truth, and one of them have Holy Spirit already.
所以在去年呢，杨世光传道又特地去跟他们接触。
That last year preacher S.K. Young went there.
那到他们才看到他们一张相片呢、啊，原来就是中国大陆在65年前呢、啊，在湖南省所拍的一张照片。
And he saw a picture they took 40, 65 years ago in mainland China.
我们那边的传道人啊，可以说是相当辛苦。
The preachers there have to work very hard.
那印度的传道人呢，一个月领不到台这个台币大概不到800块了，那等于我们这个加拿大币大概40块，一个月领40块。
And their salaries is about 40 Canadian a month.
这个生活实在是不够用。
It's not enough.
他们毫无怨言呐。
However, they don't give any complaints.
他们祷告相当有能力。
Their prayer are very effective.
有一次我到乡下的一个教会。
Once I went to a church in the countryside.
在会堂外面就听到里面你在祷告了。
From outside of church of the chapel, I can hear the prayers.
一进去看的时候，有一个印度教的那个信徒被鬼附着。
When I go into the chapel, I see a demon possession one.
他们家属都躲在一边了，在那边哭。
All their family are in the other corner of the chapel and crying.
那我们传道人啊，在那边，我要祷告赶鬼。
And the preachers are praying for him to cast out the demon.
我们进去的时候啊，看到这种情形，我们跟着他们祷告。
When we get there, we start to pray for them.
那十多分钟以后啊，祷告完了以后，这个哭鬼的醒过来了。
After 10 minutes of praying, this human possession one get back his conscience.
印度教在当地啊是相当大的一个宗教。
Oh, the religion, Indian religion is a powerful denomination there.
但是感谢神啊，因为我们有神迹奇事的带领，所以很吸引了很多印度教来进入我们真耶稣教会。
Thank Lord, because we have the miracles with us, a lot of Indians came to our church.
那再来就是我们这个沙巴总会。
And also the General Assembly in Sabah.
在中国大陆之外，除了台湾发展以外，沙巴教会的发展也相当快。
Besides the progress in Taiwan, the progress in Sabah also is very fast.
沙巴总会的信徒数已经超过10,000人了。
The total believers in Church of Sabah is over 10,000.
那么沙巴总会啊，现在这个原住民的教会就是山地教会啊，最近几年来发展相当快。
The church in the Aboriginals have very fast progress also.
我们华人的传道人呐，没有几个，大概5个6个。
There are about five or six Chinese preachers there.
那他们肯吃苦耐劳啊，到山地去做开拓工作。
They are willing to work hard in the mountains.
所以在山地的地方啊，一直在建立教会。
Therefore, they can establish church in the Aboriginal region.
那感谢主啊，这个沙巴他们在人力财力上面可以说是相当大的困难。
The Church of Sabah, they don't have much human resource and well,
但是他们呢、现在负起了菲律宾的开拓工作。
However, now they are responsible for the holy work in Philippines.
这也让我们看出这个教会彼此之间呢、大家真的是在极度的困难当中，还显出那种奉献的那一种的甘心乐意的精神。
Therefore, from here we can see all this church, although they are not very wealthy, but they are willing to help out each other.
那我们这个印尼的这个教会
，In Church of Indonesia.
那我们晓得最近印尼发生暴动。
We know in the past months in Indonesia there was a chaos.
这个印尼这个国家，它人口相当多，大概有1亿多的人口。
The human population there is a lot. It's about 10 million.
那但是呢，他们这个印尼这个政府排华，所以你到印尼那个国家看不到中文了。
In Indonesia, you cannot see Chinese there, because they hate Chinese.
印尼过去也不是什么发展。
In the past years, they are not much.Economical progress in Indonesia.
那近十年来啊，感谢主，他们的领导者换了一批年轻的人出来。
They don't have many progress in our church. In these few years, they have some new leaders.
他们就差派他们神学生传道人到台湾来观摩来学习。
And therefore, they send their religious leaders to Taiwan for training.
那我们也派很多人去那边训练他们。
And also, we send some of our preachers there to help out.
那么印尼教会有一个特色，就是他们建设的大概有五个学校。
There's a in church in Indonesia, they have five schools.
在雅加达就有两个加兰学校。
In Akata, they have two schools.
啊，这个学校就是从幼稚园呐、啊，一直开办到高中。
This school is from kindergarten to the secondary school.
这些学生呐、啊，接受这个学校教育以外啊，每安息日都参加我们教会的聚会。
These students not only study in the study days, they also join our Sabbath service.
一般学生到了高中啊，他们就会去思想这信仰的问题。
When they are studying in the secondary school, they start to think about religion.
啊，那感谢主啊，就是因为这样子，相当多的青年呢、啊、进入我们真教会。
And that is why a lot of youth enter our church.
啊，所以说印尼的教会现在充满着这个朝气。
Therefore, the Church of Indonesia has a lot of hope.
所以在这两三年来啊，每次灵恩布道会啊，受洗的受圣灵都超过一百个人。
In these few years, every time when we baptize, there are over 100 people.
当然，我们加拉大的教会啊，一间会堂里头信徒就超过一千人了。
In the Church of Jakarta, every service, the believers are over 1,000.
啊，这也是印尼他们啊，这个值得啊学习的地方。
This is what we should learn from them.
好，我们这一节讲到这个地方，休息一下，同心默祷。
This sermon ends here. Pray together.